Or do you know a crude word?
Oh, I know lots of them. It's just kind of hard to think now. All of the dinosaurs. Upchuck.
That's crude.
Puke, I guess. I mean,
was it you who mentioned something about Ralph the other day?
Oh, Oliver Ralph.
Yeah. Would that be crude?
It wouldn't be, yeah. It'd be, I mean, just like I work in a hospital, I wouldn't say that one.
Okay.
Don't raise just Oliver Ralph.
Okay. You ever heard anybody say he tossed his cookies?
Yes. Tossed his cookies.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Somebody who's like that, you'd say he's sick where?
In the stomach.
What would you say, you know, when we were in maybe 6th or 7th grade taking English, the teacher would always tell us when we were indicating future time, we should use a certain word with I and a certain word with he. I do that to indicate future time. I blank be going in the morning.
I will.
Yeah. Or the plural of that, you would say we.
Will.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If a boy is going to see the same girl pretty regularly and probably get serious about her, you'd say he's doing what?
Dating.
Yeah. Would you ever use the word courting?
It depends what his intentions are. Courting or going steady.
Courting and going steady with the intention of?
Marriage.
Yeah. Okay. You would say that he is her
boyfriend.
And she is his
girlfriend.
Okay. And if he comes in late at night and he's got lipstick all over him and his little brother catches him saying, you've been
grubbing.
Okay. Think besides that?
Making out, cohabitating, kissing.
Mm-hmm. All right. And if he asks her to marry him but she doesn't want him, you'd say she did what to him?
Refused.
Okay. But maybe she didn't. They went ahead and got
married.
The man who stands up with the groom at a wedding.
Best man.
What about the woman who stands up with the bride?
Bridesmaid.
Mm-hmm. Around this part of the country, have you ever heard of a ceremony? Well, not really a ceremony, but something that happens after a wedding. If a couple's not going anywhere, a group of people would follow them back to their house, and they would get real rowdy, noisy, like shooting off guns and playing tricks on both of them. Have you ever heard of anything like that?
That happens around here, whether you're going on a honeymoon or not. Just a reception.
Just reception, okay. Have you ever heard of a serenade or chivalry, meaning what I just described?
Not meaning that.
What?
Like chivalry, you know, being a gentleman, courteous.
Oh, you don't mean chivalrous, do you? You mean chivalry?
Yes.
Okay. How would you use that word in that sense? Give me a sentence.
He's very chivalrous, you know.
Oh, I see. But like, not...
He's chivalry describes...
I wasn't saying chivalry. I said chivalry.
No.
Haven't heard that word.
No.
Okay. All right. Now, these are directional terms. Let's say if I were in New Orleans and I saw somebody that you knew and I was telling you about it, I might say, well, I saw so-and-so.
In New Orleans? Down in New Orleans.
Okay. Now, if I saw somebody in Shreveport, I'd say?
Over in Shreveport.
Okay. What about somebody maybe that I saw in Little Rock?
Up in Shreveport. I mean, up in Little Rock.
Okay. And if I saw somebody in... Jackson, Mississippi.
Up in Jackson or over in Jackson.
Mm-hmm. So depending on whether I'm not talking very well. If you use up, you mean what?